This is VOA News via remote. I'm Diane Roberts. Later today, the United States Senate will begin debating a $1.9 trillion COVID-19 relief bill after Democrats made late changes aimed at ensuring they could pull President Joe Biden's top legislative priority through the divided chamber. Democrats were hoping for Senate approval of the package before next week, in time for the House to sign off and get the measure to Biden quickly. The Senate split 50-50 over whether to even start debating the bill. Vice President Kamala Harris broke the tie in her role as Senate president, underscoring Democrats have virtually no margin for error in trying to get the bill through. Republicans argue it is too big with too much money for non-virus-related provisions. New protests against the coup in Myanmar erupted Friday, with demonstrators taking to the streets of Mandalay in defiance of the country's military rulers. In response to the violence, the Biden administration added two conglomerates and Myanmar Ministries of Defense and Home Affairs to a trade blacklist, meaning U.S. supplies will have to obtain hard-to-get licenses in order to ship certain items there. The two companies are among those controlled by the military. The UN Human Rights Investigator on Myanmar said the Security Council, during its Friday meeting, needs to impose a global arms embargo. Myanmar's military overthrew the civilian government and the detentions of de facto leader Aung San Suu Kyi and other high-ranking officials of her National League for Democracy Party a month ago. Red Cross volunteers have been injured while helping people hurt in the Myanmar violence, the International Federation of Red Cross and Red Crescent Society said Friday. A Red Cross official said the injured Myanmar Red Cross volunteers had been providing life-saving treatment to wounded people in line with fundamental principles of humanity, neutrality, and impartiality. This is VOA News. The European Union said Friday proposed reforms to Hong Kong's electoral system were negative and break commitments made to protect the former British colony's semi-autonomous state status by tightening China's increasingly authoritarian grip. The EU said in a statement, quote, it would also run counter to previous electoral reforms in Hong Kong and renege on those commitments, end quote. After a four-day hearing, a Hong Kong court ruled Thursday, 47 pro-democracy advocates accused of subversion under a national security law must remain in custody. As the court proceedings continued into the evening, some of the supporters who had gathered outside held banners and chanted banned slogans. Police responded by raising a purple flag to indicate to the crowds they were violating the security law. The 47 defendants were part of a group of 55 pro-democracy figures who were arrested in January during pre-dawn raids in connection with Hong Kong's unofficial primary elections held last July. The vote allowed residents to pick opposition candidates ahead of legislative council elections that were to have been held last year but were postponed. The remaining eight people have not yet been charged. Pope Francis landed in Baghdad Friday for his most risky foreign trip since his election in 2012, saying he felt duty-bound to make the, quote, emblematic, end quote, visit because Iraq had suffered so much for so long. A plane carrying him, his entourage, a security detail, and about 75 journalists touched down at Baghdad International Airport slightly ahead of schedule just before 2 p.m. local time. Iraq is deploying thousands of additional security personnel to protect the 84-year-old Pope during the visit, which comes after a spate of rocket and suicide bomb attacks raised fears for his safety. U.S. President Joe Biden has asked senior officials to travel to the U.S.-Mexico border and brief him on the government response to the influx of unaccompanied minors and steps to ensure their safety and care. Biden's administration is facing criticism from Democrats and activists who say unaccompanied migrant children and families are being held too long in detention centers instead of being released while their asylum applications are considered. A White House spokesperson said the timing of the visit would remain confidential because of security and privacy concerns. Small tsunami waves triggered by a series of powerful earthquakes hit the east coast of New Zealand's North Island Friday, and authorities said thousands of residents who had evacuated to higher ground could now return to their homes. There were no reports of damage or casualties from the quakes. By remote, Diane Roberts, VOA News.